the music of ABBA, and for very good reason here this afternoon. That's Dancing Queen with the Royal Philharmonic. And my name is Mark Wigmore here on a Friday. Welcome to the Oasis on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. We're welcoming one of Canada's most celebrated musical theatre stars, Louise Pitre, to the program. She's currently appearing in the Mirvish production of Kimberly Akimbo here in Toronto. Louise Pitre is a name that carries extraordinary weight on Broadway and beyond. She originated the role of Donna Sheridan in Mamma Mia on Broadway, earning a Tony Award nomination, and has since become known for her powerful voice, emotional depth, and adventurous roles and storytelling. Canadian audiences have embraced her for decades, and it's a special moment to have her back on a Toronto stage for such a distinctive show. Kimberly Akimbo, a 5-time Tony Award-winning musical that turns expectations upside down. It's quirky, funny, and entertaining, but also deeply human and surprisingly moving. It tells the story of a teenage girl with a rare condition that causes her to age rapidly and the extraordinary friends and family around her. The Mirvish production opened last weekend at the CAA Theatre on Yonge Street, and it runs through February 8th. Mirvish.com for tickets. We are thrilled to welcome Louise Pitre back to the Oasis. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Great to be with you. We were just talking about the big opening. I was there, and it's a busy schedule, right? You're right back in the jet stream.
Yeah. Well, we did the show in Montreal at the Siegel Center first, and then we had a hiatus, and then, of course, moved into the CAA Theater here. So, yeah. It's a whole lot of new stuff to deal with, culminating with Friday night to Saturday to Sunday.
Unbelievable. So unbelievable. Do you think about that these days when you're signing up for something like this? Say, okay, I'm going to gear up and do this again, where it's 7 shows, 8 shows a week. I mean, where does that sit with you these days?
Funny you should say that. I have to admit to you, I've always done leading roles. I've always just worked so hard, it seems. And that's okay. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But a little while back, I thought, you know what? I don't want to work that hard anymore.
Sure.
I'll do smaller roles, like in Natasha Pierre. That was great. Yeah. You know, just a featured role. Why don't I do that?
Critically acclaimed.
But then, of course, I mean, I had talked about this show, doing Kimberly Akimbo with Brian Sewell way back, and the rights were not available because it was still on Broadway. So when they called and said, okay, we want to do it. Siegel Center, Mirvish's, we want to do the show with you. So I couldn't very well say no, but to be honest, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's down to that. If it's really worth it, you bet.
I love it.
I'll do it.
I love it.
I'm getting through it. I'm very proud of myself.
We are too. And we're all the better for it. And I was sitting with my fiance, who's just absolutely in love with you, and wanted me to pass that along. And
oh my God, thank you.
We were actually in England. I'll just step back for a moment here. We were in England late in the summer last year, and we thought of you. We went and saw ABBA Voyage. It basically looks like ABBA is on stage. They use the holograms,
yes,
that the Star Wars people made.
Yeah, and you saw that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we thought of you. We thought, what a world that ABBA continues to still be this cultural pillar at this point.
No kidding. Yes. And you know, I'll add to that. I mean, I got to see them very often, Benny and Bjorn from ABBA. And Benny especially, my God. I mean, the guy is still thrills at just sitting at the piano and having you sing with him. He just wants to make music still. He was almost childish in love with it. The most beautiful thing.
Yeah. That translates, and they're celebrating continually every, well, speaking of 8 shows a week, that's what they're doing over there with that thing. I want to talk about this production team who put the set of shows together, because I went and saw Fun Home back in 2018. That was a Mirvish co-pro, and
yes,
and it came to us from composer Janine Tesori and David Lindsay Hebert. This, in a weird sort of way, feels, you know, like almost like a parallel universe in the sense that they like to look at what's going on with teenagers. In the case of Fun Home, it's a girl, a teenager who's growing up and living in a funeral home, and she's kind of got a difficult relationship but loving relationship with her father. And kind of here we are again. What is it about these two that wants to get into this teenage life of young women.
Well, David Lindsay Abaire had written Kimberly Akimbo as a play to begin with.
Yeah.
And I love that he's the one who adapted it for this musical. And Janine Tesori writes, she composes for actors who are singing. And I appreciate that very much. You're always talking to the audience. The story's continuing, or you're getting to know this character better through the song. It is a wacky story. Yeah, funny that it's perhaps a bit parallel to Fun Home.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like it and just kind of an interesting cast and so on. And so I think if people saw that, they're going to find a nice parallel there. Tell us about this character, Kimberly.
Oh, my God. Well, she's 15 and turns 16 during the show. She is a very together, much more mature than her years, young woman who has not the true progeria, but, you know, that is the disease we're talking about, mm-hmm. where she ages 4 to 5 times faster than she should. So we know that the life expectancy on average is 16.
Right.
And she's going to turn 16 very shortly. She has parents who are pretty screwed up people, pretty tough characters. I mean, this is in New Jersey. We're not talking refined, cultured people here. But Kimberly is basically the parent to the two of them. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you know, we have to acknowledge that as rough as they are, the mom and dad, they are dealing with the grief of having had this child with this rare disease and knowing that this upcoming birthday is a huge date. And in the end, she gives them permission to say, hey, it's okay to say, I didn't want my daughter to be like this.
Right. As heavy as it sounds, as we're talking about it here, there is a real levity around all this. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. You know what? And the other character, who is the Aunt Deborah, is wackier than all of them. This is what I love about this show. The book is so strong. Mm-hmm. We have scene work happening between songs, but never does it wallow. Yeah, you're right. It sounds like a heavy duty topic. However, it never feels like that in the show.
No.
I mean, you say something hurtful, perhaps, but you shove it aside right away and move on. It's funny as hell, this show.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It's irreverent and, you know, it gets crass here and there. It's fun. And then ultimately, I think, uplifting and touching, but it never goes to that place where we take ourselves too seriously,
sure.
which I love about
it. I think you kind of have to do that if it's going to work.
Yeah.
If you are just joining us, beloved Canadian musical theater icon Louise Petra on the line with us. She is in the lead in Kimberly Akimbo, the 5-time Tony Award winner on stage right now at the CAA Theater through February 8th. Mervish.com for tickets. I mean, what's it like to embody a 16-year-old every night? How do you kind of take that on?
It's funny. I mean, you have no idea how young I feel on the inside.
Sure. I get it. I'm not that far behind, so I get it, you know.
The script is so strong that it's like I really got a good sense of who she was, who she is. But it's when you get up and start moving around rehearsing that you find out how you're going to do it physically. And I'm thankful I've worked out all these years to be able to be physically the way I see her being. And, you know, I swear to God, I haven't changed that much physically. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty damn childish.
And
I admit it.
And from a mental standpoint for her, how you know, meeting of those minds, like you say, she's had a lot to deal with. So she is a little more mature than her years.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you still have to think like a 16-year-old, right? For this role.
So, absolutely. Yeah. But it helps to have those young people around me in the cast. Listen, my co-star, Thomas Winokur, actually turned 18 the day before we opened this show in Montreal.
Just a
Can
kid.
You believe
Just
that?
A kid, yeah.
Oh, this is his first professional role. He's phenomenal. But that's when it hits me, what age I actually am, when I look at that beautiful open face right next to mine, those eyes. And then I'm aware of all the years I've lived compared to this young person. But I'm working with him. We're sharing the stage. Isn't that grand? And he's so good.
He is so good. And he's just got this great face. And he plays tuba. And of course, he's a little nerdy. And he runs the skating rink. And he's kind of your love interest, right?
Yes. So. But he sees me. He sees past the lines on the face. He sees who I am. And he's a bit on the outside, too. So we find each other. It's a beautiful thing to me.
And then we have this alcoholic father and a mother who's pregnant for all kinds of reasons, and this real this real derelict aunt, as you kind of mentioned.
Yes.
And then you've kind of got these local musical theater kids who are kicking around. And I think that's a bit meta for the audience, because I know there was a lot of musical theater kids in the audience almost watching themselves out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what David Lindsay Hebert added. He added those four young kids. High school nerdy kids, basically, you know, who love musical theater.
That's right.
And
that makes a real connection. And like I say, kind of meta
for
people. What's the takeaway emotionally for people? I mean, it's fun. It's joyful. There's music. It's contemporary, even though it's set in the 1980s. What's the emotional takeaway when people are walking out of that theater?
Listen, I've already received so many emails and texts from people who've seen the show, and they say, I cannot stop thinking about the show. And I walked out of there really giving some serious thought to my life and how I spend my time. And am I truly, really enjoying the ride? Am I really here now all the time? I must look at that again. It sounds so cliche. Enjoy the time while you're here. You don't get a second time around. But what I love about this show is that we never go to that place until the very end with that message, but it is done in the happiest way. And I think that's why it's so touching and hits you so profoundly. Because once again, it doesn't wallow. It doesn't say, woe is me. I've only got this much time left. It is the most joyous. I'm going to have this adventure I've been wanting to have forever. And I'm going to make it to Disney World. I mean, it's pure joy, unbearably happy. As a matter of fact, in the score, that is the indication for that song. Unbearably happy. That's how you're supposed to sing that one. And I think that's why it really works.
And I think that's why they chose you, Louise Petra. It's been a real, real pleasure. And congratulations on another real winner here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Louise is the lead in Kimberly Akimbo. It's on right now. 5-time Tony Award winner on stage at the CAA Theater through February 8th. And you can pick up your tickets at mervish.com. My name is Mark Wigmore. Your look at arts and culture on the New Classical FM.